We have a panel next with the topic being war stories, trial tips, and a trial skills comparison. Our panelists are two trial lawyers. We have Deontay Wary from the Dallas office of Rob Wiley, PC. Deontay is a certified mediator, an employee side advocate, and someone who's active in the Dallas Bar Association and the National Employment Lawyers Association. With him from Victoria, Texas is John Griffin. John has over 35 years experience in litigating important cases. He's taken over 60 cases to a trial by jury and argued over 20 cases on appeal. So John and Deontay, I'll turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for that. My name is Deontay Wary, and I'm an attorney in Dallas at Rob Wiley, PC. I'm excited to be here today to talk about trial tips, trial skills, and war stories. I'm looking forward to hearing from John. When he sent over the email with the list of his cases, I said, well, John, I think I'm ready to hear from you. And so I'm excited about hearing these stories. For a moment, I want to talk and take a different approach to how I see trials and things that I have done differently now that I have a few more years of experience under my belt. I was at an event last week talking to some attorneys, maybe 5 or 6 years of practice, and they would share with me that they hadn't had the opportunity to get to a jury for many reasons. And as I was talking with them, they began to share with me some of the troubles that they are having. And now that I have been doing this for a longer time, I now have the opportunity to focus on trials more often. As an associate first year, second year attorney, I had to take whatever case I got assigned to. But now I have the opportunity to really focus and devote my time on those trials, on cases that I ultimately want to take to trial, because I have that opportunity to really focus on the cases from the very beginning. And with that, I tend now to focus on intake as my preparation for trial. And why is that? Because I think that this is the opportunity for me to get a first good impression of my client, because juries are going to get that first impression of that client. I want to know whether or not they can tell their stories and how they're going to tell their stories. Do they get frustrated when I ask follow-up questions? And it's not just a submission-based, and I look at it and I call you, or that I have someone else do the work for me. Literally, I spend an hour, 45 minutes to an hour with the client, because I want to know whether or not this is somebody that I can work with, or whether or not a jury is going to like them. And I want to nail down their answers, because too many times when I've received that case from when I didn't sign it up and I just was given it, there's different stories. I look at the notes from the boss. There's one answer as to why the employer terminated them, and then I get the case and the reason has shifted. So I want to spend time nailing down their answers. And now with Zoom, I'm able to take cases all over the state. And I want clients not to call me on the phone. I want you to click on that link, download that Zoom, and I want to see your face. Because I want to see what the body language is like. I want to be able to read, hey, how do you take it when somebody's asking you the tough questions? In many instances, I have found that, hey, you just listen and you let the client talk. They're going to tell you some more information. I want to go back and ask that question. Well, earlier you said this, now you're saying that. And that's important for me when I'm thinking about trial, because I want to know how consistent with this story, how this story is. Just last week, I was doing one and a client said they fired me because of my race or because I reported retaliation. And then later down the road, she told me, well, they were doing layoffs, and I think it's just really financial reasons. And I said, if the defense attorney gets you in their deposition to say that, you just gave them their case. And at that opportunity, I want to know, hey, this is not a case necessarily that I may not want to get involved in. But just as about finding a winnable case, finding the case with good facts, I want to find those cases that I don't want to take. This person is difficult. When I ask them a question, they ask me a question. Well, why do you think they fired you? Well, you're the attorney. Why do you think they fired me? That's why I'm asking you. And so those difficult questions, I want to know how they respond to it, because they're going to have to respond to that when defense attorney is asking those questions. I want to know if you're dishonest. I want to spend some time with you, because ultimately it's going to come down to whether or not you are credible.